38th year, although for some reason all the MCs got something saying it was my 40th year. I don't know how that happened.
Never came out of my mouth.
I came here in 1966 for the first time when the marble stage was the stage at the Florida Folk Festival. So I have fond memories at this site. And I know some of you have been coming here that long or maybe even longer. All right, I want you to sing with me too. Hello, my friends. It's good to see you now. Have a seat. Make yourself at home. Hello, my friends. I'm so glad to see you now. Aren't you glad you came to the marble stage today? I will sing for you. You will sing for me, and together we'll make this tent sing. Are you ready? I am ready. We are ready. Let the songs begin. Is your part. Stay a while, the day is young. There are plenty of songs for everyone. On this bank and shoal of time, we are one in heart. That's your part. I know not how it came to be, this moment standing still for me. The power here we can unchain might bring you joy and take your pain. If only you would leave your cares behind. If you can, so stay a while. The day is young. There are plenty of songs. There are plenty of songs for everyone. On this bank and shoal of time. On this bank and shoal of time. We are one in heart and mind. We are one in heart and mind. Beyond the troubled sea we'll find a heaven's breath for humankind. The din of fear that lies within is just the howling of the wind. Through fresh and glimmering valleys we will sojourn if we can. So stay a while, the day is young. There are plenty of songs, there are plenty of songs for everyone. On this bank and shoal of time, on this bank and shoal of time, we are one in heart and mind. We are one in heart and mind. So stay, O friends, and do not rise. The light that shines comes from your eyes. We'll take what this sweet hour yields and play like flowers in the field. We'll go to where no eyes can see, where the soul is yours to wander free. I'll take your troubled heart into my own, if I can. Last time. So stay a while, The day is young. There are plenty of songs for everyone. On this bank and shoal of time, we are one in heart and mind. On this bank of time, we are one in heart and mind.
That was nice. Thank you. How many are here for the first time? I know at least one person who is. There are a few of you. I bet it won't be your last time. That's what happens when you come here. You become addicted and you can never, ever, ever stay away. There's a warmth that goes with this festival. It's so wonderful that the headliners mingle with all of the performers and with the audience. We're all like one huge family, really huge family now with all the different stages. It's incredibly amazing, all the numbers of people that are in this park right now. If you look at all the cars parked on all the surrounding roads, and you walk in the park and it's so quiet, there's such a calmness. And this is a festival. I mean, that's not what you'd expect at a festival, but I think everyone leaves here with such a sense of family and warmth and comfort. And you have to just tell yourself that you're going to come back, you're going to just plan that time on your calendar every year. That's what's happened with me for 38 years. There's a friend of ours who isn't here this year who was always a fixture at the festival, and he's doing other things with his life right now. So, and we miss him terribly. But I remember him every time I sing this song because I wrote it for him. His name is Ed Hoover. How many of you know Ed Hoover? He was a fine clogger, fine singer, great big guy with this long, straggly beard, balding, very shiny, baldy head. Just a unique individual, always challenging himself. Is that right? Oh, Ned, would you? My guitar case is out. Wonderful. This is great. We need it. Yes. Thank you. Ed Hoover, whatever. My goodness, that's great. Anyway, Ed Hoover, who is a runner of quite renown in the Gainesville area, has done very well. At one point in his life, he really didn't care much at all about his body. He was just the kind of guy that just eat peanuts and beer, and that was it for him. One day at one of the music festivals, he came up to me and he said, "Guess what, Jeannie? I quit smoking." And I said, "That is wonderful. That's great." He said, "Yep." And I walk to work every day and I walk home every day. And I said, "That's great. That's fabulous." I said, "We're going to grow old together." And he said, "Yep. And I'm going to die of nothing at all." Well, being a songwriter, I love that line, and it kind of mulled around in my head for a couple of years and found its way into this song. And of course, there's a part for you. It's, "We choose how we live. We live how we choose. Sooner or later, we all must pay some dues." That's your part. We choose how we live, and we live how we choose. Sooner or later, we all must pay some dues. We all must pay some dues. And Mary had a penchant for all business not her own. She chat on the internet by day, spent the night on the telephone. New births, new deaths, new marriages, and all those that go awry. When news is made and Mary lets nothing pass her by. Oh yes, I'm sorry to say, Aunt Mary's passed away. I'll try to remember just the good things she did say.
The doctor has determined to what she did succumb.
Why, it was simply a classic case of carpal tunnel syndrome of the tongue.
And we choose how we live, and we live how we choose. Sooner or later, we all must pay some dues. We all must pay some dues.
Cousin William was a statesman in public service. He did regale. Why, he lusted only in his heart. Didn't even know how to inhale. He was a senator, a diplomat, a legislator, a bore. With cunning and self-interest, he was a shrewd conspirator. Yes, I'm sorry to say, William's passed away, achieving fame and fortune, even on that fateful day. The story in the paper told of his untimely demise. Why, he simply could not live up to his prevarications and his lies.
And we choose how we live, and we live how we choose. Sooner or later, we all must pay some dues. We all must pay some dues.
Now, this might sound like somebody you know. Professor Edward was an advocate of the medicinal powers of bran. Why, his studies and his research prove that fiber makes the man. For flatulence, abdominal woes, headaches, constipation, or pain, Edward swore by his Miller's bran and beans, olive oil, garlic, and whole grains.
Yes, I'm sorry to say, even Edward's passed away. He never saw the sunrise on his 95th birthday. If some is good, more is better, so Edward must have thought.
But that last 20 pounds of oat bran tied his bowels in a knot.
And we choose how we live, and we live how we choose. Sooner or later, we all must pay some dues. We all must pay some dues.
Well, it's plain to me that I will live a future long and clear, a life that's pure and natural, honorable and sincere.
I'll not defame my fellow man nor misrepresent the truth, and I'll be the sage that comes with age and still maintain my youth.
By caring for my wealth of good health with a design that shall include complete control of my environment and free radical fighting foods. I'll not drink nor imbibe toxins that alter and destroy. I'll eliminate stress, get plenty of rest, and I'll exercise with joy.
And if I persevere when that final day is here, I'll turn up all my toes with courage instead of fear. And after the curtain falls, you'll happily recall.
Why, she died simply of nothing. Nothing at all.
And we choose how we live, and we live how we choose. Sooner or later, we all must pay some dues. We all must pay some dues.
Thank you. I call that the Hoovler song. I don't think Ed likes it very much. Somehow in the last 12 years, I have become the Fitchin family wedding singer, the Fitchin family who lives in California. Just about every year, I've been called by a niece or nephew. First one started about 12 years ago, and I started to write a song for that wedding. I loved the couple. It was our nephew, Todd, and the girl he was going to marry, Nancy, was just a wonderful person. They were just the perfect, wonderful couple, 30 years old, well-traveled, educated, ready for marriage. They had this magnificent wedding in Santa Cruz, California, so well-planned. I was supposed to do five songs, which we had picked out far in advance, And I never told them that I was writing a song for the wedding. And about a month before the wedding, I called and was told that we had overbooked and that we were going to have to cut a song for the wedding. And so I never told them about the song. And I just sort of stopped right in the middle. And the next year, Todd's sister got married, and I finished the song for that wedding. And I don't do it very often because it's a love song, and I think there are plenty of people out there singing love songs, so I didn't think it was something that I needed to do very often. But I got a call about 2 weeks ago from a videographer in Orlando who is working on a documentary, a very short 12-minute documentary for an organization called Foundation of Olive Trees for Peace. And they are actually in their 10th year, but in Florida, or in Orlando, I guess, just about a year old there. But the idea is that they're going to plant 1 million olive trees in the Holy Land in a 10-year period. So far, they've planted 100,000. And I was quite impressed with that. So I said, well, why are you interested in this wedding song for this documentary? And he said, we don't see it as a song about two people coming together. We see it as a song about two peoples, the Israelis and the Palestinians, coming together and traveling a road that's uncertain and dangerous, but hopeful. And that's what we see with your song, and that's why we'd like to use it. So now when I'm thinking about these lyrics and singing this song, I am seeing not two people, I'm seeing two peoples, and I'm also seeing the children of the Hebrew Day School and the Muslim Academy in Orlando, who came together in a symbolic gesture and planted olive trees in a little park in Orlando. So that's what I see now when I sing this song, and maybe that's what you can see too. Here we are, just the two of us alone, in a passage to tomorrow that's uncertain and unknown. Here we are, just the two of us in time, on a road we've never traveled, on a hill we've never climbed. Like a fledgling on the wing, like a fish who's found the sea, a flower that's fluorescing and a seedling to a tree. My heart is filled with wanderlust. Your love gives that to me. As we pass through to tomorrow, together we will be. On a road that's long and narrow, we can see beyond the bend. There is nothing to fear, 'cause I know you are near and waiting for me at the end. Well, here we are, with friends and family so dear, whose smiles and tears bear witness to the love that rings so clear. Here we are, where fools and wiser men have been, giving cause to fate's misgivings, still throwing caution to the wind. There's pleasure in the thunder, and there's beauty in the rain. There's solace where there's sadness, and there's comfort where there's pain. With you the storm is crumbling, and unclouded days remain. As we pass through to tomorrow, we will find we are again. On a road that's long and narrow, we can see beyond the bend.
there's nothing to fear, 'cause I know you are near and waiting for me. At the end, you'll be waiting for me. At the end.
Thank you. Funny, you lose track of time when you're up here, and it's sometimes I talk too much, and then I sort of have to reschedule my plan. But I think what I'm going to do is another love song, if that's all right. In this day and age, the reality is we can't get enough love, I think, and enough love songs with everything that's happening in the world. All right, this is a song that I wrote just this last summer. One of our other nieces got married in San Diego. And every time I do get asked, I ask the bride and groom to take a little time and write down some of their thoughts about love and marriage and send it to me so that maybe I can write a song, a custom song for their wedding. Well, up until this year, no one took me up on the offer. But my niece Shasha decided to do it, and she writes this beautiful, beautiful long letter. A month later, her fiancé did the same thing. So I took both of their thoughts and put them together in this song in some places. But the one line that just seemed to jump out at me was, "Love is loving to be loved." That's what Shasha always says. Yesterday, a breeze was just a breeze, a whisper in time, blowing from the sea. Only yesterday, the sand was just the sand, a bit of a mountain I could hold in my hand. Then on the wings of the wind, and I saw in my hand, in a single grain of sand, the hearts of all the mountains of the earth. Only yesterday, the rain was just the rain, driving or weeping, bringing pleasure and pain. Only yesterday, the sun was just the sun, a body of light that shines on everyone. Then love came to me on the wings of the wind, and I saw in the rain all the tears and laughter, like a blushing and a purging of the soul. And I saw in my hand, the sun is a heavenly path. Your loving brings these gifts to me. Thank you. peaceful and comforting, easy and free. I draw on your strength, you draw on mine. With family and friends, together here we stand. In one flesh, one spirit, I give to you my hand. The blessings of today, the blessings we have known. Future is now, for good seeds we have sown. Your love comes to me on the wings of the wind. And loving means wishes and making them come true, and building dreams with each and every day. And loving means promises we'll make to one another, to cherish till the end of time. Love is loving to be loved. Love is loving to be so much. Thank you all. One more? Tell me how much time, because my little short song. Little short song. Whoa. All right, since I have you all here, let's do my White Spring song that you can all sing with me. Part of me. Now, Amy Carroll Webb told me yesterday that if we don't hydrate ourselves, we lose our lyrics. I always thought it's because we didn't get enough sleep. Okay. Please sing with me. Just a baby in the cradle when it all began. Singers, pickers, dancers, and old-time folks with roots all over the land. From a wooden stage, large oak trees abound. Old-time music blending with the Suwannee River sound. Here I sing to you all of my old friends, the strength in knowing what we share brings us together again. Here I sing to you all of my good friends. Thank you for sharing the part of you that is now a part of me. Nothing ever stays the same. People from all over came. Singers, pickers, dancers, and old-time folks with roots all over the land. From a marble stage, bleachers all around. Tall tales, water, witching, and whip cracking, blending with the Suwannee sound. So here I sing to you, all of my old friends. The strength in knowing what we share brings us together again. Here I sing to you, all of my good good friends. Thank you for sharing the part of you that is now a part of me. Florida sang that one man, his gentle songs we all know. That lady who's everyone's cousin and whose stories to us belong. The Seminole in so many ways, their legends made to us known. The children of children who have grown with children of their own. So time passes on, many old friends are gone, singers, pickers, dancers, and old-time folks moving all over the land. From a brickstone stage, change is all abound, but the treasure is there for all to share in any Florida town. So here I sing to you, all of my old friends. The strength in knowing what we share brings us together again. Here I sing to you, all of my good friends. Thank you for sharing the part of you that is now a part of me. Thank you so much. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the festival. Thank you for coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeannie Fitchin.